Welcome to Welcome to Hell, the podcast for sinners, where you send us your tales of iniquity and we offer our infernal judgment.
So you died. Get over it. We have. You think you're the first person to be struck by a flying farmhouse?
Drag your way out from beneath that pinewood panelling, snatch your ruby slippers back off that bimbo and make your way down to the fiery gates for a good old-fashioned gossip with me, Daniel Fox, comedian, Bene Gesserit Reverend Mother, and Hell's resident receptionist.
And me, Dane Buckley, comedian, husband whisperer, and lapsed angel.
Darling!
Darling!
I went and saw June. I went and saw June too.
That's lovely. Also, hi, how are you? Good to see you.
I'm obsessed with it. If anyone's not seen it, go and see it. Just for all of the fabulous middle-aged to old women walking around in the most incredible, they're like magic space nuns, and I'm obsessed.
Did you go to school with some of them?
Yes. Yeah. Charlotte Rampling was in the year below me.
I'm seeing it tonight.
I know, and I'm very jealous. I was thinking about coming with you. But
oh my god, that'd be cute.
I know, but then I thought, minimise your time with him. So I thought,
Wouldn't it be funny if you just didn't announce that and you're just in the seat next to me?
I would be in the seat behind because I would have paid for the premium seat. Hello, darling. How are you?
Very good, darling.
Yeah?
Did you just reach for the cocktail yet?
I reached for the cocktail to have a sip and then I realised you've not introduced... It's Dane's cocktail
Naughty
this week.
Naughty smack bum.
Smack bum.
I've never said that before. I'll never be saying that again. I don't know who that was.
Very, very sinister.
Thank you. Well, maybe I'll start with introducing this
cocktail. Yeah, go on. Talk us through.
I am excited about her. Well, have a taste.
Oh, okay. Are you going to tell me her name or does that give something away? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry to self-congratulate, but girl did good.
Is it like an eggnog?
It is very well done for you.
It's Christmas flavours. It is. I'm assuming it's oat milk in there.
Well, we'll find out if it's not because you will be running to the loo.
I will be running to the loo. Madam shits herself on the train.
That was three times. Three times, and you start to label me.
There's a like. Okay, there's all sorts of Christmas spices in here. There is almost like a... There's like a raisiny taste, although I'm not saying there's raisins in it, but there's a sort of sweet fruitiness to it.
Right.
Tastes like a Christmas cake.
And okay. So, we spoke previously about the infamous Guinness punch.
Oh!
The Caribbean Guinness punch.
Yeah.
But you,
Ginger.
Like myself, are a PBQ, a plant-based queen. So this is a bougie, a plant-based version. So this is Guinness brunch. Mm. She is... plant-based condensed milk.
Okay. Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Plant-based oat milk.
The name I used to dance under.
Plant-based oat milk. Yeah. Ginger, no. Cinnamon, yes.
No ginger?
No ginger. A lot of nutmeg.
Okay.
And Jamaican, which is stronger than the traditional one, Jamaican Guinness.
Oh, and it's really nice.
So that kind of almost raisin, beautiful... tanniny taste is Guinness.
That makes sense.
Guinness.
Yeah.
Now I grew up with Guinness punch. Peanut punch is also really good. We'll get you some of that. But isn't this lovely?
Really delicious. Yeah, it's the nutmeg, the Guinness, and then like the sweetness of the condensed milk that's giving it like a
yeah, oh, the little splash of rum as well.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Oh, it's heaven.
Isn't it good?
I used to love back in the day. Remember when Shake Away was like a huge thing? Do you remember Shake Away?
No.
The like milkshake.
No.
Like chain.
No.
Oh, maybe it was just a thing in like Southampton, but I think it was everywhere.
Shake Away.
There's still a thing. It's sort of, it was like a Subway, but milkshakes in England at least. And it was in all like the crappy shopping malls. And it used to be the thing that when we were in like, I don't know, year five, when we were in like year nine, you would like go and get a shake when you could get like, I'll have the Snickers in the milkshake.
Oh, hold on. I do. Well, they were quite dramatic with their decor.
Yeah, quite.
Yeah, yeah.
They were trying to go for an American thing, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And the Kinder Bueno was American.
Yeah, yeah, right. And you'd pick. There was like a wall of stuff. But I used to obsess over every year Christmas pudding would be available in like December, and you could get Christmas pudding milkshake, and you'd get like chunks of like gooey Christmas pudding at the bottom.
I didn't know the name because I used to walk past like that. I'd be like, no.
Yeah.
Temptation. But have you?
Well, that was the thing when I was a teenager, but you'd have been in your like mid-40s by that point. So I guess probably not as...
I'm reborn every 50 years, so we go in cycles. So how have you been, darling?
Well, the big thing for me is that I have just announced my book.
Oh.
I've got a new book, everybody.
Goddess.
Actually, at the time of recording this, I have not announced my book, but by the time this goes out, in a week's time.
Clever.
Clever.
Up there for dancing, down there for... whatever the saying is.
She is coming out in, I think, like September is when it will come out, but it is...
Your take on the Old Testament.
It's my take on the Old Testament.
Yes.
As told through beat poetry.
And of course, Daniel, give us a little sample. We'd
love
that.
Clang, 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 said the man Methuselah. He is over there and he living forever. No, it is my Bedtime Stories for Privileged Children collection of little short stories for kids.
Gorgeous.
Except it's very much not for kids. It is for the posh parents of bougie children. And
I've seen the cover and she's gorgeous.
It's illustrated by an amazing illustrator called Oksana, who has just like absolutely nailed the... sort of Famous Five Ladybird style illustrations, but it's all the kids like slapping their nannies or like taking horrible selfies or whatever they're doing. It's very fun. I'm very excited about it. And it is, I mean, listen, it's on pre-sale now if you wanted to
For
example, something like Amazon, something like go to my Instagram and have a look at the link and all the 20 million stories that I'll be posting about it.
Is that how you're saying that website? Amazon.
Amazon.
Am I the only person that says Amazon?
We've all been talking about it. I think it probably is Amazon, isn't it? I would say an Amazonian or an Amazon. I would say an Amazon about like a glamorous woman with a spear.
That's all I buy online.
Yes, so. Spears. but I would say an Amazon delivery.
An Amazon delivery. Okay, I hear you. Amazon.
Yanis has just confirmed he would also say Amazon.
Resident straight. Yanis there has chipped in.
Whispering in the walls. The basilisk is back. So that is me. And it's very exciting. It's like a real thing of like pre-sales of books. It turns out I've been like going into the world of publishing since I've been doing this. And the stuff that they tell you is blowing my mind. Like pre-sales massively affect how successful a book will be. Which isn't me fishing for people to go and buy it on pre-sale, but if you did, it would be lovely. Maybe just do it. It's not a perfect gift for Christmas. It is like...
The perfect Christmas for Christmas.
Perfect gift.
Oh, I wasn't able to say any of that.
Perfect pift for Christmas is what you just
the
said there.
Perfect pift for Christmas.
You know, for a bougie parent, for a parent-to-be, for the friend in your life who may have a bougie child one day. Why?
I hate to compliment you or even recognise you as a comedian.
Thank you.
But... You often, when you do, like, when you did Latitude last year, the festival, you sometimes finish with your
I read them on stage. That's how they started. I started reading them on stage as, like, a bit, and then gradually had this, like, collected so many of them that I was like, oh, okay, maybe I'll compile them into something, and then...
Did I say that right at the lead-in? Was that...
Yes, thank you. Thank you for reading out what I wrote for you there. Anyway, yeah, pre-sales, just basically, on the first week that it actually goes on sale in September, they take all of the pre-sales as...
Oh, wow.
The amount of sales you've had in your first week. So when you see all these books being like straight to the bestseller list, that's because they had that lead-in time. And that sort of determines whether it will be a success or a complete flop.
Is that true of albums then as well?
I think maybe. Pre-sale. I think so. I think
we'll know when you release your country album.
Yes, when my country album comes out. That's when we'll know that. Anyway, so that's what I've been up to. It's very exciting.
Great.
Anyway, moving on. Dane, what have you been up to?
Who, me? Mm. Well, for one, the hair's grown longer.
Look, that's great. And on to... your hair is looking luscious, isn't bouncy and beautiful.
Look at this wing here, this beautiful wing just coming down, burning up that camera. Hello.
We had a little compliment on the last clip that we put out about your luscious fringe. Did you see that?
No.
Really? Because you were always poring over those comments in the bath. Someone complimented the flop of your fringe.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah, I did. So tell a lie. I did see that. And I really thank the person for saying that because I choreographed that for 9 hours.
I know. You know? You and your hair had a lot of meetings about that, didn't you?
Many meetings. She's been away for the week, but she's just come back, so I was glad to see her. It grows really quickly, though. But, you know, I've been busy. I had Paddy's Day.
Oh, yeah. And you went and saw...
Damien Dempsey, a really good Irish singer-songwriter. Yes. And also, like... You know me, I'm a slave for the rhythm. Once the fiddle starts, then the legs are up in the air.
And then about the music, what about that? Once the fiddle starts, the legs are up in the air. And that is your memoir.
I had such fun. Do you know, Irish audiences are just so good and so naughty at gigs, like so much fun. There's this particular song called The Railway where everyone sits down for the verses, like 1,000 people sit on the ground. And for the chorus, you then dive up into the air and you jump the whole time.
You told me this and at the time, and you said it with such joy in your voice that I didn't want to ask, but That's great for when you jump up.
Yeah.
But in the sitting bit, is it not a bit like, now we sit for a minute?
No, because it's dramatic. No, because it's one of those Irish songs where the verse would be something like, oh, he worked so hard for the land. So you're like pretending to be poignant. And then it hits the chorus, but he danced up to the band and he knew when a little. So it's just the range of emotions that medication or therapy can do.
Yes.
But in Ireland, we just did it through the song.
I was reading a thing about therapy and medication and activities that you can do to help mental health. And there was like a study done.
I know what you're going to say.
Where dance.
Oh, no, okay. What were you going to say? Singing?
Wind it back in. I think singing as well, but dance was the number one activity, more than sex. Well, yeah, and more than singing, and more than running, and more than medication, weirdly. It was saying that, like, people who regularly dance have experienced higher levels of, like, I don't know how they measured it, but, like, getting away from depression.
But if that's true, the gaze.
Yeah.
We are known for the dance.
I have never danced more than just sort of swaying my
shoulders. I included you in we, but I've seen you on the dance floor.
Yeah. I like to...
Drop dead.
I like to give the spirit of the wind when I'm dancing. Yeah. I like to do my famous dance moves, such as folding leaf.
Because you always look like you're in a silent disco.
Winnowing the grain. You know, all of that stuff.
You do the Tinder regalness. Tinder Swinton.
Tilda. Did you just call her Tinder Swinton? How strong is this that you've made us? What is it?
I called her... what is that creature?
Tilda.
Name? Tilda. You do this kind of Tilda vibe flotation device.
What's this?
Don't you? On the dance floor.
Well, I'll do a little sort of wafting.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's curing anyone's depression. I think if anything, it's making it worse.
Well, I had a wicked time anyway. Paddy's was absolutely gorgeous.
Sounds great.
I couldn't feel my legs the next day, but that's always, as you know, the sign of a great night, isn't it?
That's your classic.
But I've also been up north doing tour support, and we had a little hub. You did this, I know, when you were on tour support as well. One central location where you stay and then travel out to all the gigs up in that region, which was really gorgeous because I start my mornings by like looking at a sheep outside of the window, and then an hour later you're doing a gig.
Yeah, fun, isn't it?
Which is really gorgeous. Although I did...
Because you were on tour support with...
Rosie Jones. And I'm her favourite tour support, she said.
Well,
and
she told me second favourite.
Well, and you'll know this because I voice noted you about 12 times. But I took the wrong turning, cut to me in a field with a very evil bull.
Yes.
Yeah, giving me dirty, dirty looks.
Yeah.
And I called him some names. We didn't end the relationship well, but I had to very quickly get out of that field.
But you went past a sign that said, like, danger bull.
Yeah, but Waze was saying, go this way. So I undid the fence. I brought my car through a little lake thing. And then I saw these two eyes staring at me.
That is the point where I go, oh, it's doing the classic thing of turning me the wrong way.
Because I now know that.
It would be a truly classic way, as I said to you at the time, classic way for you to go.
Wouldn't it?
Like, did you hear about Dane? Smothered by some bullocks.
Skewered. He's just Turkish food up north. Like skewered meat in a field.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're here with us.
But it was pitch black. It's crazy, really, like when you go into the countryside. But yeah.
Yeah, and you see a star and you're like,
yeah.
Oh,
what
gosh.
Is she?
Am
Why
I in
is
a
she
film?
Stealing the attention from me?
I'm a woman in a movie.
Reviews.
We have had some lovely reviews.
Some.
Many. A great many, actually.
400 on Spotify?
Nearly 400 reviews on Spotify. Probably by the time this goes out.
And nearly 200 on the Apple?
Is a very generous way of saying 100, yeah.
I don't see numbers.
No. So lovely. Thank you so much to everyone who has been reviewing. It genuinely, it helps so
it really
much
does.
To like get the podcast seen by more people and keep the ship rolling, which is what ships famously do. They roll.
But also, I've loved reading them. I really
have. So nice to read them. As we said in a previous episode, we are giving away little prizes for our favourite ones.
Yeah, because the winner got in touch with the last special.
The winner
review.
Got in touch. We have sent that person a cameo as a little reward.
Do you mean like a video or do you mean a cameo of the little brooches?
A small brooch with me painted.
Yeah, on the side.
No, we will be giving away a little sort of cameo video of Dane and I to the widow. We've got some more favourites to read out.
We have.
Dane, do you want to read one?
This is from Sophia.
Yeah.
3141.
Okay.
I'm battling a horrible disabling illness in my 30s. Listening to this podcast is the first time I've fully cackled in a long time. Heaven knows we all need this medicine of a good laugh right now. Thank you, my darlings. Kiss to the kiss to the kiss.
Oh, Sophia.
That's gorgeous.
I'm so sorry that you are battling a horrible illness right now. I hope you are feeling better soon. I'm glad you're enjoying the podcast. Thank you so much for leaving us a little review.
The medicine of good laugh as well, because it is a tonic laugh.
It is a good, yeah.
And I don't know about you, but before comedy, like, I was known in my family, like, if something went wrong, they were like, Dane, come in, do an impression or tell a story. She's crying.
Yeah.
Perform.
Heal. Sophia, email us at reception@hellpod.com and let us know what you would like in the cameo which you have won. Thank you for your lovely review. Hope you're feeling better soon. Yeah, let us know what you would like us to say in a naughty little video. We also have another one that I particularly loved. I'm giving out an extra reward today. This one's come from Figaro's Fleas. I love the fact that the last episode, came out on the same day as the news reports that John Lewis has returned to profit. I saw Daniel live in Brighton this week. I was in tears through most of it. Love this podcast. Please never stop the delicious oral evil, you bad little gay sea witches.
That's gorgeous.
I love that so much.
She didn't say what kind of tears, though, for your show. Like, I assumed that.
Misery.
Pain.
I absolutely love that we manifested John Lewis. Thriving.
Do you also love that you get named in this?
Well, it's why I'm giving it a little number. Figaro's Fleas, if that's your Christian name, email us as well. Send us a little email. Gay little sea witches. Love that.
A nod to your musical.
To Unfortunate, the musical. Send us an email at reception@hellpod.com. You get a little cameo if you want one. Some of them might email us and be like, I don't want a cameo from you, Queens. I don't need a cameo from you. But if you would like a cameo, those two, please message us.
But the prize could be not to get a cameo from us.
Yes.
That could be the prize.
Yeah. Everyone gets a cameo, but if you send us a lovely review, we will save you from that. We'll spare you.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, also, huge news.
Yeah.
Massive news.
Yeah.
We have settled on a name for the listeners.
Yes.
Yes. Drum roll, please. Lovely. We are now going from henceforth. We will be referring to our gorgeous listeners as our deviled eggs.
It's so silly. I love it.
We narrowed it down. We did many, many polls and votes on Instagram. We narrowed it down to between Wicked Little Sinners and deviled eggs. Which was suggested by Gina on Instagram. Thank you, Gina. Props to you.
Gorgeous.
Lovely. I just think it's basically people voted between the two. Very close, but deviled eggs slightly pipped it.
But also that makes us the mother hens.
Yes.
Which is great.
Yes. And I just love... It's silly and it makes me laugh.
Yeah, it does. Just little eggs watching.
Our gorgeous, glamorous little deviled eggs.
What is in a deviled egg, really? Paprika?
Paprika and like a bit of mustard? A bit of mayonnaise?
We love them. Well, we love all of those
things.
Well,
we love
them.
So thank you. Our beautiful deviled eggs.
And then, of course, now there are eggs, but then there are the poshest, bestest VIP eggs. Our Patreon.
Yes, our quail's eggs.
Our quail's eggs.
Patreon. Having a lovely time with it.
It's growing, isn't it?
It's growing. It's a lovely little community of people.
Quite a few Americans.
The Americans have been getting in touch. We have had cocktail suggestions from our Patreons. We have, and we will be uploading some fun little stuff. Oh, actually, I think at the point of this episode going out, the bonus episode will now have been, March's bonus episode will have been uploaded.
Because you do get an extra free episode, don't you?
I believe that's right, Dane.
Bonus episode.
For as little as 75 pence per week, which is less than the price of a flat white.
It's less than a cup. Did you froth at the mouth thinking about flat white?
Less than the price.
Getting you back there.
Well, less than the price of an oat flat white per month. You can become a I can't believe it's not heaven subscriber. And there is a bonus episode, which in the most recent one we played a little game of fuck, marry, kill with I can't even remember. We were quite tiddly.
No.
Which is very unlike us. Who did we... I remember the Colonel from KFC being one of the options.
Oh, yes.
Burger King.
We had long discussion about Ronald McDonald.
And Ronald McDonald, that was it.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you'll have to listen to find out who's being fucked, who's being married, and who's being killed in that one.
Also, quick shout out to my best friend, Char.
Yeah, to Cha.
She's a big Cha, I'm calling her. I'm going with that.
She got in touch and said Cha, but...
Only because she rang me last night. She's like, ignore what that ignore what that Harpy Daniel says. Mm. It's Cha, and I love you, and you're my best friend in the whole world.
Who is the one who suggested the Deceitful Queen cocktail recipe.
And is currently our only person signed up to a very special place.
Very special place in hell.
And she has that very special place.
Yes, with many rewards, including a cameo.
Oh, okay.
If you didn't manage to get one via...
I didn't know what you were going to say. I was like, oh, this is news. Okay. Okay.
We come to your house and Dane will sing.
She'd love that.
Yeah, I hope so. We should probably be like, oh, I'm unsubscribing.
Who's the old woman on piano? That's Dan.
But yeah, our Patreon listeners, we are going to upload some fun things, such as our cocktail tutorial.
Yes, our recipes that we've been doing. If you want to make Guinness brunch at home, want to hear what these queens are talking about and why we're so drunk in the last two episodes, basically. Yeah.
So Dane will be giving his Nigella and giving us a little tutorial on Patreon of how to make.
Like I haven't practiced since I was five.
Like he's not been doing it every day in the shower. So yeah, those are our gorgeous reviews from this week. Please keep them coming. There will be more winners on the next one, next episode. And we just generally, we appreciate reading them so much.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Cry. And also the comments and just various comments and people in touch and the emails, gorgeous.
The amount of people calling us old queens and biddies really, really thrills me. The
amount of people just commenting on my hair and skin is just really... No one about the teeth yet, and the teeth are quite good if we look, seeing that.
Just modelling them from the camera now.
Don't forget those teeth.
Okay, Dane, I think it's time for Sin Bin.
Sin Bin.
Sin Bin.
Sin Bin.
Sin Bin. Shall I go first?
No.
Okay.
Age before beauty. See, I took that one for you. I'm putting in five words,
what
Dan.
What if I've got both? Anyway. No, carry
on. Five words for you.
Go on.
Salted caramel.
Yeah, disgusting.
I'm so sick of people being
like... Did you mean five syllables?
No, no.
Salted caramel salt.
I was saying it as if like salted caramel, five words. Like I am so sick of people being like, but it's salted caramel.
I hate it. It's I so completely
basic.
Agree.
It's so chlorine. It's just like a traffic jam, an evil cacophony traffic jam of a lack of taste. It's what it is.
I think salted caramel was cool for literally 2 weeks. And that was in 2017, and I think people need to get over it now.
Absolutely.
It is far too sweet. Yeah. It is boring.
Yeah.
It was fun chlorine. When it was, put it on a pie.
Like, some Doris obviously did this by mistake. She sprinkled on a bit of salt and caramel, and her dinner party went, oh, how extravagant.
Doris. No. I think it's nice as a little sauce on top of a fruit in a very specific situation.
But the pre-made things, the lattes. God.
And it's everything now. It's like, salted caramel latte, salted caramel... Like chocolate, like shakes and salted caramel. I think it's...
I am a traditionalist. I love caramel. I love salt. But I don't think they need to meet. They don't need to hang out necessarily.
I don't like caramel anything, really.
No?
It's always my go-to, like, avoid. Caramel in the box of chocolates, caramel in the flavours
of
anything.
That kind of chlorine. Yeah. If someone was homemade, like, don't you love... Have you ever those videos making like a homemade caramel? Does make you feel special? No?
I like the process of making it.
Yeah, and just throw it out.
It makes feel powerful and then just toss it into the bin. I completely agree. I think caramel is a basic bitch food. I think it has swiftly gone the way of pulled pork.
Yes.
What were the other ones? There's pulled pork, salted caramel.
Pulled pork, salted caramel.
Sweet potato fries.
Yes.
What are some other ones?
Red velvet.
Red velvet cake and cake pops. And worst of all, a red velvet cake pop.
Yeah.
Like, no, boring.
Who is she? Why dry. Is she even here? Who invited her?
When I first saw red velvet cake, I thought, ooh. And I thought it would be like a flavour I've never tasted before.
Same.
I did not think it would taste like dry vanilla.
Yeah. Food colouring. What a lovely flavour.
Oh, I love it so much. Cochineal. Bugs. Bug
but also
blood.
Like... The rise in all these really allegedly bougie donuts, half of them are just rubbish and stale.
And my pet peeve, as you know, donuts that aren't even donut. It is cake.
Yeah.
Just chopped into a donut shape and it's dry.
The world doesn't need this.
Dane's crying. Rainbow everything.
Rainbow everything.
Boring. And never tasted of anything either. If each like colour was a different... Anyway, That salted caramel, it's all going
salted
in the fire.
Salted caramel in the fire. Yours?
This drink is delicious.
Isn't she?
Mm. Mm. What did you call it again?
Guinness Brunch.
And would you like to give it a hell-based name?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I would, yeah.
You ever think on that while I talk about my sin bin? I am throwing into the sacred flame the iPhone selfie. Not the act of taking a selfie, but the fact that on the iPhone now, when you take a selfie, it like, you look, you set it all up, you look in the frame, you think, lovely, gorgeous. You press take, it takes 1 second to itself to think, oh, how can I like edit this and apply some bizarre auto filter? Yeah. And it turns you into like the Hunchback of Notre Dame, like plague victim.
Yeah, I will forever stay with Apple phone.
Me too.
They're doing God's work. But the selfie now on the newer phones, I have an iPhone 11 at home. Don't tell anyone, but I bring that out just sometimes when I need to take an old style selfie, because these new ones,
awful,
so pixelated.
Yeah
And like, if you're mixed or anything, like not the norm allegedly, you look even worse. Like I literally look like a color by numbers painting. Like it's ridiculous.
It takes every tiny pore,
every
hint of what could be like, you know, a little freckle or anything, and it turns it into a wart.
Yeah, basically.
A spot, a crater on your face. You look like you have been struck down by some sort of biblical level plague.
I've looked, and it's, loads of people are talking about it, but they just won't fix it.
Yeah, it's like an automated thing. They've deliberately put it in. That obviously the attempt was that when you take it, you should it should apply like a, like how TikTok smooths you.
But you'll know how to turn things off. How do you turn it off?
You can't turn it off. You cannot turn it off. Everyone online is talking about it is, there is no function where you can turn it off.
Because my way around it is to do the live option, then go into the live and then scroll back to another bit it took and have to be forced
to screenshot
that.
But that reduces the quality down. And it, the thing that baffles me is like, if
let's
you,
not let the Samsung people know about this though.
It is the one thing that could bring me over to Android.
Daniel.
I will never.
Don't say that.
But I will say, if you have an iPhone, you're probably gay and vain.
Exactly.
So, like, and if you're listening to this being like, I'm not gay or vain, you need to have a good sit down.
Update us in a month.
You need to have a good sit down. Yanis has a Samsung. Yanis has doesn't that tell you everything you need to
tells
know?
Tells you everything you need to
just
know.
Piped in over the thing. I've got a Samsung. Yeah, we know.
That's such a Samsung thing to do.
Of course you do. So Samsung of
piping
you.
In.
I did an advert for Samsung.
So they're great people.
And what wonderful people.
And you use that money to buy
a Burberry cape.
And an iPhone.
And a knife. But yeah, I genuinely did. I was going to say something, but I'll probably be sued. I'm not going to say it.
Well, you can't leave us
But
like
on
that.
Patreon. Anyway, that is what I'm saying. I will say, if you have an iPhone, you want to take selfies of yourself. Yeah. It is the number one use for that fucking camera. And they have royally screwed it up.
We often talk about really sincere things, deep things. I love that our sin bins are like salted caramel and the iPhone selfies. Like,
we are addressing the issues that matter.
Yeah, we are.
In this podcast, and that is very important.
Which brings us on to a really good, valid point now, actually, Daniel.
A very sincere and valid moment?
Yeah. Your eyebrows are looking really good.
Thank you very much for saying it. Do you really think so?
No, I just said something to be funny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. How are... I can't see... Have you got eyebrows?
How is your eyebrow woman?
I'm due to go there. I haven't gone there recently.
Thank you. I was hinting. I was going to say, is she dead?
She's dead to me.
Has
I'll tell you that.
Has she been hit by a car? Because...
Oh, my God. No, they're in need of a little love.
They look nice, actually.
No, they're a little bit wild. Don't look close to me. Don't. Don't zoom up on my beautiful face and look close.
Okay. Do you know what it's time for?
I think it's time for letters.
I think it's time for letters from our beautiful, gorgeous little deviled eggs. But before that, it's time for a little word from our sponsors. And we're back. I held the same facial expression for all 3 minutes there. The difficult thing is only some people get adverts. So for some people, they hear time for a word from our sponsors, a little jingle, another jingle, and then we're like, we're back. And we just sound poor and
we're
desperate.
We're sponsored by our own jingles.
Sponsored by our own beautiful jingles made by Auburn Jam. Dane. This is the part of the episode where we turn the evil eye on our gorgeous little deviled egg listeners.
I love you saying deviled egg.
Our deviled eggs. We have asked you to write in and send in your confessions and grievances and let us, the infernal aunties, judge you. If you want to send those in, you can do so at judgment@hellpod.com or you can go to hellpod.com and use the anonymous form on our website.
I love that you're literally clutching your pearls as you speak.
Yeah, or you can go on our socials at the Hellpod and DM us there. Are you the demon? Let us find out. Okay, letter one. This is from the Devil's Dentist.
Well, you're going to do it in a Jamaican accent because of our cocktail.
Yeah, I was thinking this podcast was going too well and could do with being completely cancelled. So yeah, I will do it. Dear Infernal Aunties, absolutely loving the podcast. Thank you. My confession is this. I am a rural dentist and have several families who I have been looking after for years. One of these families is a pleasant, ordinary bunch, a husband, wife, and two polite children. However, what a lot of people don't know is that we dentists can tell if a patient has recently performed, shall we say, an oral favour for their fellow man, as it often leaves a very specific imprint or bruise on the roof of the mouth for a week after. Long story short, one day I was examining the husband's teeth and noticed that telltale, and in this instance particularly girthy, bruise at the back of his throat. I decided to keep things confidential and did not tell him I knew, or indeed tell his wife, but I can't quite look at him the same way anymore. In fact, I now kind of fancy my chances with him. Am I the demon?
Wow.
Firstly, no, you're not the demon. No. Secondly, that is juicy.
Yeah, and all I'd say is, like, I had a need, he had a need, and we had one beautiful night together. Funny!
This is one of your...
One of my conquests,
imagine. One of
your
lovely married husbands.
Well, at least he's keeping up with his oral tradition.
But, yes.
I've certainly not had something said to me.
You went to the hygienist.
I did, yeah. And, like, I'm sitting there, and halfway through, there's no way to disguise it. She says, oh, someone's very popular.
That is...
And I nearly choked, and I probably don't have a gag reflex, so...
Did I ever tell you, slight segue, did I ever tell you about the first time I ever went to an STD clinic?
No.
I was like 17, 18, and I went to, just for a checkup.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'd slept with precisely one man and was like, oh my God, I am the whore of Babylon. and I went and they...
Sidebar, can I just say, when you hear straight people say, some people have up to 8 partners in a lifetime, isn't that absolutely
isn't that
hilarious?
Sweet?
You're like... Oh. God, bless you. In a day.
In a day for you. For some for some people. So I went and they gave, you know, they swab everywhere. They swab your throat.
Yeah.
Not with the same swab. the woman did it for me. She gave me a little throat swab.
Yeah.
Just lovely nurse. And then she went, oh, no gag reflex. Somebody's popular. Exactly the same. Someone's popular.
Wow. Yeah. It's not wrong.
It's
not wrong.
I love this person you wrote in, the Devil's Dentist. No, you're not the demon. That's fabulous. I mean...
Because I went on a little... I kind of got lost on a wormhole when she said that to me. And, like, looking it up, basically, there's a temporary marking at the back of your throat that will happen. And it goes after a few days.
Wow.
So it has to be fairly recent so they can tell.
So that husband has just been...
I know.
Gobbling on the... Smells cumber. We're trying to be less sweary in these episodes. We're trying our very best.
That just is, two girls from the
just
country.
Just two innocent country girls.
Yeah.
That is...
I mean, do you know what? An assumption has been made there. Maybe it was the wife. Maybe the...
Oh, just with the strap.
Yeah.
Or not.
No.
Could have been...
Maybe she's really bad at cooking yam. You know?
Oh, just some really burnt sausages that he's trying to...
What did we cook these in, darling?
I think that's absolutely amazing. No, not the demon. And no one is here. Well, maybe the husband, if the wife doesn't know, I suppose. But
how will he try and... Well, I don't know.
I mean, you couldn't tell the wife, could you?
No, but how are they going to try and seduce the husband now? Just like lay out some tooth floss like, in the shape of like my phone number or something. Like.
Yeah, maybe. Gargle.
Gargle. Spit. Well... They'd be welcome down here.
Yeah, what could you say? You could be like, okay, gargle and spit or swallow if you want to.
A phrase you've heard recently, I do believe.
Okay, Dane, have you got a letter for us?
Yes, just from the top here. Hi, Daniel and Dane. Well, that's
right.
Probably a typo, I think.
No, I think that's right, wasn't it?
When I was 15, I came out as trans, and since then my parents have refused to accept or acknowledge this, claiming it's a phase and it will go away. They refuse to call me by my preferred name, For context, I'm currently 18, and since 16, I've been referred to by my preferred name by my school and by my friends. I'm leaving home soon to go to university. Is it wrong for me not to want to have a relationship with my parents for rejecting my identity and making me feel alone? Or should I suck it up since I'm going to university and I could do with the money?
Oh, bless them.
Yeah.
I think either way, not wrong. If you want to go to your new, like, move out and go to university and kind of leave them behind.
Yeah.
People do. And sometimes you need to. But at the same time, if you want to, like, put on, slap on a face of, like, you know, what am I saying? Slap on a poker face. And
I'll have to see them 3 times a year.
See them 3 times a year, grit your fucking teeth, and take their cash while you need it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't feel bad about that.
Later on, write an album where you rip them to filth.
And if you want to bin them in 3 years' time, if they're still bad, if they still haven't, like, grown up and called you what you want to be called by, then chuck them in the sea.
Yeah.
I think either way, the infernal aunties are behind you.
Of course. And likewise, like, as queer people, we have chosen family, you know?
Yeah.
You meet people that support you, and it sounds like the school and the friends have been supportive, and they'll be your beacons. I used to run... I had to talk about all the great work that I do.
Oh, my God, here we go.
I used to run...
Here she goes!
I used to run some...
Did you run any support services in your
time? I ran some support service for young LGBTQI plus people and worked on LGBTQI plus helpline. Thank you. Excuse me, coming through with my halo there. Sorry. But I used to say to, like, people when coming out, like, don't initially judge your parents, because how they react in the first week is not how they might react in the end, in the long run. However, these parents have had 2 years.
Yeah, that's what, like, I was going to say.
Do you know what I mean? These parents have had 2 years, and so this is how they're choosing to be, and that's giving you all you need to know. So I think you have to survive, find your tribe, find your chosen family, but also if you have to play them back to get some money to get yourself through so that once you're on your own feet and you can do your own thing, so be it.
Yeah, do it. Do what you need to do. I completely agree. I've said that to friends when they were coming out of being like, because I came out very, very early.
Yeah,
I came out when I was 11.
Weeks old. I remember.
Came out. Oh my God. I will say, my mum this morning texted me. She's doing some decluttering. Yeah. She sent me a photo of her, like, my birth records, where she had kept, like, a little diary of, like, some certain things.
There's a little dragon claw on there.
Yes. An imprint of my claw. But she had said, let me find it. I'm going to read it to you. She said, arrived in a rush sooner than I expected, only half an hour of real labor. Looked a bit cross, but settled down when he had his first feed. Looked a bit cross.
Did your mum write that on the day she gave birth?
Or the day after or something?
That is hilarious that she was in a state that she could write.
Yeah. She had an epidural. Is it epidural?
Yeah.
Yeah, epidural, where they get the pain relief.
Yeah.
And said it was an almost pleasant experience. And I always say, you know, said to friends when they were going through their sort of period of coming out, of being like, let people have their reactions. They might be a mate. Like, my mum was great when I first came out to her, and so was my dad. But, like, you know, we're all nervous about it. Let people have their reactions.
Yeah.
Obviously, ideally, you want them to immediately be like, of course we still love you and everything's absolutely fine and we love that. Woohoo, rainbow flag.
Yeah.
But if they have a couple of weeks where they sort of get used to it, a lot of the time they will come around and be like,
yeah,
oh, sorry, I was being a bit silly there. Like, actually, this is, you're still the same person. I love you.
And sometimes, like, it's just about the forecast they've made. In my head, I'd written the story that you're going to find this partner, have this kind of life. So they're just done writing it in the first few weeks.
Yeah.
But these people, not so
these much. People, that's the thing. These, like, lot, they had their chance.
Our beautiful deviled egg, our listener, you know, came out at 15. They're 18 now.
And if you choose to say, well, you've had your time and I'm not giving you any more.
Yeah.
That is your right.
And their infernal aunties are here for them.
Yeah. Not the demon, unless you want to be.
Yeah.
And we've got have you come up with a name for this yet?
Oh, God, I can't multitask, Daniel. What do you think I am? You help me with a hellish name.
Something about Guinness, something about punch.
Well, what's the bird on the Guinness? Is that toucan? A toucan? That's the symbol of Guinness,
could
isn't
be.
It?
Is it?
Yeah.
Very manly drink.
Oh, if not manly. Toucan.
Toucan play at that game.
I don't. Well, it does look like liquid tar, though. I love that peat bog Guinness.
Something about the bog.
Peat bog nectar.
Peat bog surprise.
Peat bog tea. Peat bog tea?
Yeah.
Peat bog tea.
Pete Bogg Tea.
Pete Bogg Tea.
Who was the guy that was, you know, the like ancient preserved body that they found in the peat?
Lindo man?
Something, yeah. And there was also the Tolland man?
Tom Holland.
The Tom Holland man. Okay, Lindo Man Punch.
Lindo Man Punch. Yes.
Something like that.
There we go.
Okay, fun. All right. That's all the letters, isn't it, for the day? Oh my gosh, look at us. Also,
and we did a deep one there.
I was about to say, can we have a little moment? Yeah. To just really appreciate that we managed to go sincere there.
We did. Let's just do a little sincere look to the camera. Let me just get my social work face on.
Let me just look beautiful for a bit.
Ready? Watch this. I do this all the time when you tell me about how bad your comedy went. What? Oh my God, I'm so sorry. It sounds really difficult.
Okay, I'm going to look beautifully at the camera now for my sincere moment.
When's it going to start?
Okay, well, that's all from us this week, isn't it? listener, if you liked Deviled Egg, if you liked this, be sure to check back for new episodes every Thursday. And if you want to earn yourself a VIP place in hell and listen to that brand new bonus episode that is out this very week, why not subscribe to our Patreon, where you will also get extended guest episodes and Dane showing us how to make it Lindo Man Punch, is that what
yes,
we called it?
Yes, Lindo Man Punch.
With prices starting at a mere 75 pence per week. Sorry, what is a pence again, Dane?
It's those things your grandparents used to be on.
Oh, Grandpa Charles. Yeah. Yes, of course.
But what we'd love more than anything, if you started spreading the word, telling your friends, telling your shamans, telling your besties, tell them everyone about our podcast. If they want to leave a review, if they want to leave a 5-star review, spread the word. It does really help. And we are absolutely loving sitting down off of an eve and having a little read.
We are pouring through them like they are a thriller. And as always, if you want to submit...
No, look at my pouring, that was cute.
It was cute, but that's not actually how you spell that word.
No, well, I wasn't here for the spelling, was I?
No.
I didn't win 4 years in a row spelling bee of Hertfordshire or wherever
Thank
you're from.
Thank you. Yeah. 4 years in a row spelling of Hampshire, and also junior crab catching champion of...
Hold on, I think I was in that competition Devon. As well. When you talk about crabs, what do you mean?
I mean the ones that you'd have beautifully dressed with a little bit of lemon.
Oh, okay. No.
Not the same thing as...
Married men never look great with lemon.
No, you were junior crab-catching champion of Kent, which is a very, very different thing. And as always, if you want to submit any confessions or grievances for our infernal judgment, you can write to us at judgment@hellpod.com, send us a message on socials at the HellPod, or use the anonymous form on our website, hellpod.com. Thank you, as always, to Spotify, to Lewis, and to Tom for allowing us to use their gorgeous studios, to the angel at Auburn Jam for making our lovely music, and to our producer, Yanis. See you next week.
Bye.
Goodbye.